One lawmaker wants to change the Constitution to prevent another legislative standoff. Senator Tim Cullen is one of the 14 Democrats who fled the state for 3 weeks to avoid voting on Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill.
And the only way to stop this from being a precedent and have it so that it doesn't happen again is you actually have to change the Constitution.
Rather than requiring a supermajority to pass fiscal bills, Cullen wants to lower the number of lawmakers needed for a quorum, saying a simple majority would suffice. He says it's his way of helping to repair the state Senate.
We've been kind of become a bruised institution over this last month or so, and I think it's time for people in both parties to say we all contributed to the problems we have now. We all contributed to the state of the state Senate today, a body that I have great respect for, served here before.
Cullen says it's important for all 33 senators to admit their role in the political standoff, which led to statewide protests, including crowds of up to 100,000 in the capital city and virtual communities camping in the Capitol Rotunda. While the Dems ran for the border, Cullen says the GOP rammed through bills and there were verbal assaults coming from both sides. Cullen wants to move forward with a more civil legislature, as expressed by Senate President Mike Ellis, a Republican.
Those are terrific comments, and it's exactly what I would expect out of Senator Ellis. He gets it. He and I spoke for a while on the phone this morning expressed the same feelings to me privately that you heard him say publicly. He's one of the real leaders of the Senate, and I'm glad to see him do it.
Cullen says fleeing Wisconsin was the right decision at the time, saying it stopped a bad bill from going through too fast before anyone got a chance to learn more about it. But he admits it was extraordinary action to take over an extraordinarily important bill, and he says it should never happen again. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, a Republican from Juneau, is signing on as a co-author of the bill. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.